CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I'm off. Goodbye, goodbye. Where's my briefcase?
You're getting as bad as I am forgetting things. Yeah. Here it is.
Thank you, Doc. I got this terribly important meeting with the Potter Company. Got all the papers right in here.
You have time today. Why don't you stop in and talk to Mr. Duffy, you know, and
oh, ask him. Honey, let's not start that
well, just
again.
The same, dear.
Goodbye,
if you
goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
back
goodbye.
That sports jacket, that bargain Mr. Duffy sold you
please,
yesterday.
Please, now, let's forget about
and
it.
And got something that fits you.
Look, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Haven't I made that clear? Look, you want to kiss me goodbye?
Well, of course I want to kiss you. I love you, and that's why when something doesn't fit you, I want you to get up enough courage to take it back and tell the man it doesn't fit.
I told you I cannot take it back. You can't take sales things back. Besides, I wore it yesterday.
Well, I don't care. I think you're crazy not to take it back.
Well, I admit I made a mistake. And since I can't do anything about it, I just want to forget about it. You going to kiss me goodbye or not?
Well, yes, but please, dear, go see Mr. Duffy.
No.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos, corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos, corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos, corn chips.
If you haven't packed a picnic this season, give the family a treat. Next time you shop, see the handy Fritos picnic checklist in your store and pack a picnic. And pack plenty of Fritos. They're made to munch with picnic food. So crisp and light, they make everything taste better.
And I hope you don't mind my stopping in, Mr. Duffy, but my husband didn't want to ask you to take it back, but that jacket you sold him yesterday is too big for him, Mr. Duffy.
Well, it was the one he liked.
Well, frankly, I don't see how you ever let him out of the store with it. It's much too big.
I didn't realize that. Of course, Mr. Piper was in a hurry, but I'm usually very careful.
Well, I know you are, Mr. Duffy, but the truth is it really looks terrible on him. He should have brought it back, but you know how men are. He said he'd worn it, and
well, it was a sail jacket, you know, and he has worn it already. We don't usually take those back. He insisted on wearing it out of the shop.
Well, I thought since he was such a good customer, you wouldn't want my husband to wear a jacket that wasn't a good advertisement for your very excellent men's shop.
Maybe it could be altered.
Altered? Well, I'm sure he could buy a new jacket for what that would cost, and it'd be no bargain in the end, after all. I really am just a little surprised that you sold it to him, Mr. Duffy. I am.
I'm terribly sorry, but Mr. Piper rushed in, picked this one, liked it, and insisted on wearing it right out. But, well, as you say, I could have slipped up a little bit. Maybe I should have paid a little more attention.
Well, I quite agree with you. I knew you wouldn't want to lose a good customer like my husband because of...
No. You tell Mr. Piper to stop in. We'll make some adjustment. How's that?
Well, I think it would be better, Mr. Duffy, if you called him at his office, you know, and just told him to come in, you know, that you're quite willing to take it back.
All right, Mrs. Piper. Perhaps that is best. And thank you for telling me. I am very grateful to you. I certainly wouldn't want Mr. Piper wearing one of our jackets that isn't at all right for him. I'll call him at his office at once. Ask him to bring it back.
Betsy, wash your hands for dinner, dear. Daddy's home.
Yes, hi, dear. Daddy is home, and I want to talk to you. Come on in the living room.
Come on.
Now, look. Do you think of me as a Mr. Milktoast or a trained seal that balances a ball on its nose whenever you're ready to call the turn?
I don't know what you mean, dear. Let go of my arm. You're hurting
Or some
me.
Little dog on a leash, maybe, that when you say jump, Fido, he just jumps. Or when you want him, just say come here, and he comes, and you pat him, and that makes him feel all right? Is that how you think of me?
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, let's have some dinner and calm down, and then
the heck with dinner. Now, look, this is more important than dinner, and
well,
so am I.
Well, of course.
And I don't want you ever to do that again.
Do what again?
Do what again? Look, have Mr. Duffy call me up the way you did, as if it were his idea to ask me to come in because he thought he'd sold me the wrong coat.
Did he say I'd been in to see him?
No, of course he didn't, I'm sakes. And I want you to understand one thing. I would rather wear a coat that is three times too big than there to be some kind of a nincompoop whose wife trots down and orders a salesman to call him and back in and humiliate him.
Why, he was very nice about it.
He was nice. He was very nice. He did just what you told him, as if I had absolutely no mind of my own.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to humiliate you.
Well, I was humiliated.
I didn't say anything so awful to him. I just said I didn't think the jacket fit. And you didn't want to take it back because it was on sale and you had worn it and you didn't want to ask him. And
great. You know, there seems to be a trend in the world today to make out that the man in the family is a weak, spineless child who's got to be taken care of along with the rest of the children in the family. Here, look at this magazine. Right on the cover of this magazine. Your husband can be trained letters an inch high.
Oh, I read that, dear. It's just a funny article. Amusing, you know, by picking up clothes and coming to the dinner table on time. You know, things like that.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a long way from the caveman who dragged his wife by the hair wherever he wanted to take her.
Is that what you want to be, a caveman?
No, but nowadays the woman is supposed to drag the man by what hair he's got left, which is probably why he hasn't got any, to the dinner table if he doesn't come when called or
oh,
wherever.
Oh, honey, I think you're exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. It's time that we husbands put our foot down, feet
well,
down.
I didn't mean to humiliate you. I never thought of such a thing. I was only trying to save you from throwing away $30.
I'd rather throw away $30 or any amount to keep my dignity as a man and pride as a husband and father of two children. I know you think I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, but you women ought to learn that you can't rob a man of his self-respect and still expect him to be a man.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I had no idea. Here comes Betsy. Now, we'll talk about it later, dear. Dinner's ready.
I don't want any dinner.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
You don't need to tiptoe around. You can turn on the bedroom light.
Oh,
I'm not asleep.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you.
You didn't. I hadn't gone to sleep.
Well, I owe you an apology. I mean, for being so unpleasant. I still think what you did was wrong.
Well, I do, too, and I felt terrible all evening, honey. Reed, I'm really very sorry. I owe you the apology. I don't think of you as a little boy or Mr. Milktoast or a train seal or whatever else you said. I just really thought of myself as a wife. I mean, or rather as a person who was trying to help another person she loved. You know, it's always easier to make a complaint about something that's been done to somebody else than it is to make your own complaints.
I know, and I know you meant well, but after this, let me do it myself. Huh? At least I won't feel like a little boy whose mother goes to bat for him.
Yes, of course. I apologize. I really do. Did you get me dinner?
Yes. And I stuck to our diet. I had my calorie book with me. And I went to a movie. And I don't know what it was because I was so darn mad at myself for being so mad at you.
Oh, honey.
Well, I don't know why I was. What's the matter with me lately? Honestly, even at the office, I lose my temper over nothing last couple of weeks. Why?
I don't know. I'm jittery, too. Maybe it's the weather. I've had so much rain. That's depressing, I think.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. Anyhow, I do love you.
I know, dear. I love you, too. What'd you have for dinner?
One lamb chop and some raw carrots. Look, why don't we give up dieting? We're going to lose our marriage instead of losing weight.
Don't be silly, dear. Willpower. Now, surely you have willpower, don't you?
I don't know. I am beginning to wonder.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.